It's not only news, it's science breakthroughs. Tomorrow's technologies. Advanced medical techniques. It's a glimpse into the future where we discuss artificial intelligence, earth and energy, enhanced humans, future society, health and medicine, space, robots and machines. Welcome to Science Bites with Joe and Craig.
Today, September 17, 2020, there might be some truth to a beloved's quote, "A reader lives a thousand lives before he dies." Researchers say reading fiction can show us different viewpoints and shape how we relate to each other.
Maybe that's why I'm such a considerate person, Joe.
Well, you read enough books for a million lives by now.
Yeah, I do love a good story, but of course, asserting that reading can fix the world's problems would be naive at best. However, it could help make it a more compassionate place, and a growing body of research has found that people who read fiction tend to better understand and share the feelings of others, even those who are different from themselves.
Psychologists have found that empathy is an essential quality in humans. While some people are naturally more empathetic than others, most people become more so with age.
Is that true, Joe? Have you become more empathetic with age?
Can't you tell?
Yes, I can. Although there are many ways to cultivate empathy, they most likely involve practicing positive social behaviors, like getting to know others, putting yourself in their shoes, and challenging one's own biases. And stories, fictional ones in particular, offer another way to step outside of oneself.
I can't wait till you get older.
Sometimes, hey, I'm a really nice person,
yeah,
mister.
Right. Okay.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Sometimes empathy is described as a glue that holds society together. Without it, humankind probably wouldn't have gotten this far. Our ancestors depend on acts of caring for survival, such as sharing resources, helping with healing the sick, and protection for our predators. We will probably continue needing empathy to move forward. Yet, at this particular moment in our history, it can feel sometimes like empathy is on shaky ground.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And we're going to need a lot of empathy in the future, especially considering our ever-increasing exploration of space. It will be imperative to maintain compassion for others as the distance from other colonies start to increase. I say this because the U.S. Space Force just deployed its first troops, not into space, which I wish they would have, but to the air base in Qatar.
20 airmen assigned to the 16th Space Control Flight, along with the 609th Air Operations Center, joined the U.S. military's newest independent armor service.
The airmen and airwomen will conduct space operations and space systems operations from reporting sources of electromagnetic interference messing with U.S. satellites to network logistics.
The United States wants to be present and a leader in space. U.S. Space Command, along with U.S. Space Force, will play a critical role in protecting our nation's vital interest in space.
The airmen will be donning a brand new uniform, which sports a woodland camouflage design. Now, I don't know, man. I honestly don't understand why they didn't make some futuristic space uniform to make it more appealing instead of using the same camouflage stuff they use for everybody. But
you know what?
But it's not going to work in space. Like, no. What is camouflage going to do in space?
No, because they probably never saw that and they'll be camouflaged.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just, well, let me tell you, besides more empathy in the world, apparently we also need more fashion designers as well, because woodlands camouflage for space just seems too wrong for me. Sorry. My two cents there.
Well, you know, Craig, if aliens ever bump into them, they're not going to know that that was a camouflage, and they probably won't even see them.
Oh, that's true.
While the Space Force is wearing standard Army colors, another branch of the military will soon carry a fancy new backpack showing a picture of aliens.
I don't think that's in
there. I know, that won't be. A military tech startup has unveiled a new AI-powered drone called the Ghost 4 that will fit neatly into the fancy backpack.
The company promises to inject artificial intelligence into drone-assisted missions soon. Ghost 4 will be performing tasks such as identifying targets much faster and more efficiently. The Ghost is like a Swiss Army knife that can do everything. The 6-foot-long aircraft can withstand the roughest conditions, including sand and seawater.
According to the company, The drones can fly for 100 minutes, controlled either autonomously or remotely by a pilot. The drone carries cameras for surveillance, lasers to identify targets, and a radio jammer. Shortly, they have plans for a weaponized system.
Damn it. Every time we talk about this stuff, Joe, I always think of the Terminator movies. James Cameron really affected my future outlook with those films. Anyway, using artificial intelligence to identify targets is a controversial idea, probably because of those movies, I'm just saying. For instance, the contract for Google's Project Maven, a Pentagon project that uses AI to identify drone targets in satellite images, ended up being abandoned due to mounting pressure from both employees and the general public.
Well, you know, maybe Google backed out. I bet DARPA has technology years beyond Maven.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I love DARPA.
Yeah, they come up with everything.
I wish I could just sneak in there and see everything they're doing.
Yeah, they're so far ahead of time. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more science news.
What makes a rainbow bend? Where does the universe end? To know the world from A to Z.
Discover science and technology.
Where is the dinosaur? What's on the ocean floor? To know the world from A to Z.
Astronomy, biology, chemistry, zoology, science and technology.
It's fun, you'll see. Why is the sun so warm? What makes a winter storm? And what's a quadruped? Why is the planet Mars red? You'll find there's lots to know. And exploring as you go. To know the world from A to Z.
Discover science and technology. Astronomy, biology, chemistry, zoology. Science and technology. It's fun, you'll see.
A public service message from the National Science Foundation.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen.
I am proud to defend our nation.
Proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference.
I am proud to be part of something larger than me and to serve my country.
We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving in the Air Force Reserve. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win. In air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
I am proud to protect our...
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
Welcome back. A new study is flipping the script on effects of massive meteor impacts. While the ancient impact is linked to the extinction event that killed the dinosaurs, scientists are now starting to suspect that the early impact could have jump-started life on Earth in the first place.
Scientists have long suggested that meteorites carried the ingredients necessary for life to Earth. In recent years, science has confirmed that space rocks do contain the building blocks of life, but the new research suggests that meteor impacts also created the ideal conditions for life to emerge as well. Because of that, the scientists suggest that space agencies should pay special attention to similar craters while hunting for life on the moon, Mars, or beyond.
Immediately after impact, the area where the meteor crashed into our planet would be hellish and inhospitable. After this settled down, the impact craters may have been full of sediments, nutrients, and even freshly created hydrothermal vents like those on the floor of the Earth's ocean.
Hydrothermal vents essentially create an oasis for life. The hard part to prove this is the fact that after billions of years of erosion and other geologic activity, it may be impossible to discover how life on Earth began. But missions to Mars could look for similar oases while hunting for past or present life.
It would be great if we can finally prove how life began on Earth.
I would love that. Over time, though, I'm confident that scientists will get there and prove some very early claims that all boils down to chemicals mixing with the addition of sunlight and forming the first rudimentary blocks of RNA.
Radiation may have played a part as well. Way back then, Earth did not have much of an atmosphere.
You know, that's true. Radiation from space could play a significant role in the mix. Speaking of radiation, Joe, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, is the regulatory body that governs nuclear energy, just approved designs for the country's first scaled-down low-cost fission reactor.
Yes, the small prefabricated reactor built by NuScale Power is the first of its kind in the U.S. Experts suggest it could revitalize the country's dormant nuclear energy industry by providing cleaner energy at a local scale. There's a long way to go before any of these reactors can be built, though.
Yeah, but for now, NRC approval means that the utility companies can apply to construct the NuScale reactors, which are about 65 feet tall and 9 feet in diameter. Before they can build them, however, further safety evaluations do need to be completed.
Well, advocates suggest that this could serve as a way to quickly transition away from fossil fuels and cut down the carbon emissions. NuScale expects to deliver its first reactors in 2027 and online by 2029.
But there may be delays down the road as gaps in current safety reports for smaller modular nuclear reactors give them pause.
You mean what happens with radiation, Greg?
Well, lots of things happen with radiation, Joe.
Well, you get Godzilla, Mutant Ninja Turtles, and bodybuilder mice.
Where do bodybuilding mice fit into this?
Well, I thought it was better than having a super bionic goldfish. Well, anyway. Okay, it wasn't radiation. Mice were gene-edited to be Arnold Schwarzenegger ripped. Then they headed them to International Space Station last year. According to the newly published research, they were capable of keeping their gains over the entire month.
A team led by C. Jen Lee of the Jackson Laboratory in Connecticut sent 40 young black mice to the station back in December 2019. Some of the mice were gene edited to remove a protein called myostatin that limits muscle growth. As a result, the treated mice had about twice the skeletal muscle mass of normal mice. The researchers were hoping to learn more about how microgravity affects bodies in space, especially when it comes to muscle atrophy and bone loss, risks that astronauts face when spending a considerable amount of time working on board the ISS.
The 24 regular mice lost considerable muscle and bone mass in the microgravity like human astronauts. 8 of the bodybuilding mighty mice were launched with double the muscle mass, retained most of the additional mass. Another 8 mice received the mighty mice treatment in space and came back to Earth more swollen than ever.
Poor mice.
I know.
They concluded that the technique could work not only in astronauts on prolonged missions, but also in people with disuse atrophy on Earth, such as an older adult or individuals who are bedridden or wheelchair-bound from illness. Despite the successful experiment, this kind of drug won't be injected into human astronauts anytime soon.
Interesting. Gene-edited mice in space where solar radiation is abundant. I bet there will be an electrical accident and a mouse will get zapped, and we will finally have Mighty Mouse saving the day.
Leave it to you to come up with something like that. But you know what? Who says it can't happen?
You watch.
That's funny.
We're going to take a small break, and when we return, we have another bite for you.
Hi, I'm David Boreanaz with a personal message for any returning vets that may be struggling to cope. There's help, and it's just a phone call away. The Veterans Crisis Line is staffed with experienced professionals who know your struggles. All of us know there's no greater sacrifice than the service to our country. Your service is important. Your life is important. For vets and their families, the Veterans Crisis Line is here to help 24 hours a day. Please call.
We're building the next chapter of American exploration. Returning to the moon to stay. So we can go beyond to Mars. To expand what's possible and further our understanding. The architecture for these missions is already taking shape. We will go with new systems, bold designs, and a sustainable mission. You can hear it, taste it, touch it. We are going. We are training, testing, pressing our pioneering spirit into every component. Defining our resolve with every line of code, and securing our success with every welcomed partnership. This is not hypothetical. This is not about flags and footprints. This is about sustainable science and feeding forward the advance of the human spirit. Because we are the pioneers, the star sailors, the thinkers, the visionaries, the doers.
and because we stand on the shoulders of giants to go farther than humanity has ever been, we will add our names to the rolls of the greatest adventurers in history. Every day, every mission, we advance this calling. We are NASA. And after 60 years, we're just getting started.
Welcome back. Last week, we just spoke about Amazon Air just received FAA approval. Meanwhile, after our show broadcast, Walmart kicked off its own drone delivery pilot and collaboration with drone delivery company Flytrex.
You know, it figures, Joe, that happened like almost right after we got off the air. The pilot program launched in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and is limited to select grocery and household essential items from the retailer's local stores. A Walmart representative admitted that it would be some time before we see millions of packages delivered via drone, though.
This still feels like science fiction. We're at the point where we're learning more and more about AI drone technology that is available and how it can be used to make our customers' lives easier.
Flytrex's drones can cruise at 32 miles an hour at 230 feet and can release their payload stored inside a delivery box below the rotors via a wire release mechanism. According to the company's website, orders are lowered using the wire from 80 feet, ensuring a quiet and secure delivery.
As we discussed last week, Amazon is also developing its own drones that transform from a helicopter configuration to an airplane. They can carry 5-pound packages to the customers within a 15-mile radius.
Flytrex's drones, in contrast, are capable of carrying up to 6.6 pounds for a distance of 3.5 miles there and back. The drones can't fly, though, if there's rain or if the wind gusts exceed 18 miles per hour.
Well, mine's going to be 7.7 pounds. I'm going to go 4.5 miles, and I'll go 20 miles an hour.
Okay, well, in the car.
Well, that brings us to a close of another show. You can find our shows on our website, MyScienceBites.com, and on all the podcast platforms.
We appreciate your continued support. Joe and I have added a feedback link email to our podcast description, so why not drop us some feedback so we know what you like and what you might like to see on our show in the future. Thanks again for listening, and we will be back next week with another new show.